This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2273. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 12th, Algeria, Austria, Brazil, Egypt, Finland, Germany, India, Indonesia, International Vacuum, Israel, Kaliningrad, Korea South, Kuwait, Madagascar, Mali, Mexico, Myanmar, Netherlands, North America, Romania, Russia, Syria, Thailand, Turkey, UK, USA, Geminids, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. In the A24 season, we were enjoying hearing Algeria on 17600 for very long hours most of the day, including some occasional English segments. But that frequency is in much less use now, according to communication of the British CS Club, observations by Tony Rogers and Dave Kenny. 17600 from the Béchar site, which is aimed southeast from Algeria and thus off the back northwest toward us. Subject variation is on the air only between 07 and 13 UT. Other frequencies from that same site, 03 to 07, 9500, and from 19 until 01, 13640. The other site, Ouargla, aimed more or less southwestward from Algeria, and not so good for us, is on these frequencies in that same chronological order, 9700, 15160, and 13790. You may have noticed that the hours between 13 and 19 are not accounted for because they say it's off the air. Here are some of their observations about when English segments occurred, and I'll give the days of the week, but don't depend on these being very reliable. Alan Rowe and Tony Rogers say, there were a few short slots in English, living legends, around 7:45 to 7:50 UT on Wednesday, 30 October, and Friday, 1 November, on 17600. On 30 October, from 10:30 to 10:45, on both frequencies, a studio roundtable discussion in English about the digital landscape. Further observations of Ifriqiya FM by Dave Kenny on 17600, Tuesday, 19 November, a discussion in English about African patriotism from 12:18 to 12:30 UT. Another English slot on Friday, 29 November at 19:36 to 19:41 about safaris in Africa, heard on both frequencies. There is lots of special holiday programming, but I cannot possibly give you all the details. Many of these are only on one particular date. Alan Rowe, however, has compiled an extensive list covering December 14th to January 1st, an extremely complicated URL I will not attempt to utter verbally, but there are links to it in major DX groups, including, of course, WOR. On Sunday, 15 December, there will be the special last broadcast of the Charlie Prince Show Radio Joystick via Mosbrunn, Austria, which will be closing down at the end of the year. That's 11 to 12 UT on 7330. Also on Sunday the 15th at 23 to midnight UT via Wolverton, UK on 3955 is Jazz AM with 125 kilowatts, according to DX Diary and communication of the British DX Club. Ron Howard in California continues monitoring only via remote receivers, such as Brazil on 6205 and an ID Pirate, December 10th at midnight 55 UT via remote in Sao Paulo, nonstop American country and Western songs. Best in USB to avoid interference from another pirate on 6200, which is identified as Radio Ancora. The 6205 pirate is not often on the air, he says, whereas 6200 is normally on air almost daily. About Radio Cairo, Egypt's terrible modulation, if any, on 9440 for North America at 2115 UT, Eric Fetterswalp in Washington State says, I got a Radio Cairo EQSL this morning, December 8th. The short email thanked me for my reception report, but made no comment on the modulation, even though I mentioned it clearly in my reception report. The British DS Club about the new longwave station, low-powered, coming up in Finland, Arctic 252. The online station Laser 558 is working with Arctic 252, to provide programming on the planned longwave station in northern Finland. You can read about it at laser558.live. In a message to Digital Spy on 20 November, Matt King writes, Arctic 252's low-power transmitter for Inari went bang last weekend, so that was very gutting. The 1 kilowatt is still in the workshop, having work done on it, so my hands are tied. He says I'm not a transmitter engineer, so I have to rely on the goodwill of others. Everything is very slow and very delayed, but we will get there. Dan Robinson reports on a Finnish station on 6095 Radio Ambience. No doubt heard via remote. First time hearing the new Radio Ambience. As of 1350 UT, December 7th, recorded IDs, a male voice, this is Radio Ambience. We're transmitting from southern Finland with 20 watts of carrier power. The frequency clear as of 1350 UT, thanks to a tip in WRTH. The location given was Lappeenranta. However, from just before 14 UT, there was strong interference from 6100, so I switched to a Tampere, Finland remote, which was more survivable, but lower sideband helped. Zaharis Yangas in Greece says, unfortunately, most of its modulation goes to the upper sideband, interfered by that station on 6100. Via Manuel Mendez, Spain, Atlantic 2000 will be on the air Saturday, December 14th, between 9 and 10 UT on 6070 and 9670 via Channel 292 in Germany, also streaming at radioatlantic2000.free.fr. The two monthly programs of Bill Tilford are scheduled as follows in December via Channel 292. From the Isle of Music on Saturday the 14th at 04 to 05 on 9670 for Eastern North America. At 18 to 19, 9670 toward South Asia. And at 22 on 3955 and 6070 omnidirectional for Europe and beyond. That is Cuban music. And 1 week later, the same times, December 21st, Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, featuring music from Greenland and a couple of surprises. Could over-the-horizon radar be coming to India? Kim Elliott forwards this from the Sunday Guardian, New Delhi, of 8 December. It's headlined, India may acquire advanced Russian radar system. India and Russia are likely working towards finalizing a deal involving India purchasing an early warning radar system with a range of over 6 megameters. So far, only Russia, China, and the U.S. have radar systems in their arsenals with a range exceeding 5 megameters. The installation is likely to take place in Chitradurga, Karnataka. That, of course, means we're in for even more clickety interference on shortwave. In the Michigan tip sheet, Andy Robbins in Kalamazoo reports, India on 9620. December 3rd at 1957, during the French hour, an English ID as All India Radio World Service. And then at 2004 as This is Akashvani, and an English interview about services for people with disabilities. The mix of IDs was interesting. Ron Howard continues to monitor Voice of Indonesia via a nearby remote in Bandung on 4755. December 10th at 21 UT, an English broadcast, including Today in History at 21:13. And another English broadcast on December 11th also had Today in History at 10:16 UT. International vacuum, a term which no other DX editor appears willing to use. Russia plans to launch 272 satellites in 2027. From cableman.ru via RustyX. The Ministry of Digital Development intends to launch 272 low-orbit satellites in 2027, announced by the head of the department. Izvestia writes, he also adds that thanks to this low-orbit group, Internet access will be available to everyone. The creation of a low-orbit satellite group for high-speed Internet access has become one of the key areas of the new national project, Data Economy. According to the Ministry of Digital Development, by the end of 2027, as part of the implementation of the national project, the company called Bureau 1440 plans to launch 292 devices of its own design into orbit, and by the year 2030, 383 of them, which means more and more visual QRM for astronomers. Israel disposed of shortwave broadcasts long ago, but, Richard Langley reminds us, there's a daily English program from Israel's Kan Reka, or Reshet Klitat Aliyah, that goes out live at 8 p.m. Israeli time. That's 18 UT, via its web stream at www.kan.org.il. It's worth monitoring for up-to-date reports from Israel about current developments in the Middle East. Antoni Rosenzweig adds, at 2 p.m. Israel time, 12 UT, there's a 5-minute live broadcast on Khan's English News Facebook. Steve Wood in England of Medium Wave News says he heard another test transmission from Radio Russia on 1215 kilohertz. That's from Kaliningrad, December 11th at 1320 UT. Ron Howard reports on Voice of Freedom, South Korea, 6045. Tune in at 0748 to check on its usual start at 0753. But on December 7th, it was already on the air, so a new schedule, via remote in Japan, the North Korean pulsating noise jamming, and also super noise jamming, was still down on the other frequency 5920. Whereas the next day, December 8th, there was strong super jamming on 6045, and 5920 was a clear frequency. Clear reception of Voice of Freedom is only possible for a very short time immediately after changing frequencies. There are lots of U.S. relays via their Kuwait site of VOA and others, but there's only one shortwave broadcast observed from Radio Kuwait itself during this season, according to the British CS Club. That's Persian at 08 to 10 UT on 7250. Wolfgang Bissel confirmed it at 08:35, 30 October, measured on 7249.851 via the remote in Qatar. Surprise, surprise, after deleting all its shortwave broadcasts except from Guam, Adventist World Radio has shown up again via Madagascar. As AWR monitor in India, Joe's Jacob, reports, quoting Jeff White on Wavescan, it's the Malagasy service, 100 kilowatts on 6065 at 03 to 04 and 14 to 15 UT. Consulting HFCC, Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener says these actually resumed on November 9th, and there's another broadcast via Now in Germany of AWR since December 8th. At 17:30 to 18 on 15460 in Afan Oromo, and at 19:30 to 20 on 9525 in Igbo. I try not to be awake as late as 0808 UT, but December 10th, I was hearing on 9635 some French, presumably Mali, which starts that frequency at 08, after 5995 is almost faded out. Agreed to by Terry Kruger in Florida. He says they always ID simply as Radio Mali. In Real DX, Frederick Dorain says, who's putting XEB La Vega Grande 1220 kHz on 1420, where he heard it December 2nd at 10 UT in Sweden? Tim Hall replies, we've had reports of EMER or XEB programming airing on XEXX 1420 and XERCN 1470. Later, Frederick confirms that the XEXX webstream was carrying XEB programming. Tim Hall, across from Tijuana, explains this rather complex situation. Radio station ownership and operation in Tijuana is a confusing mess. PSN, of local businessman and politician Jaime Bonilla, and Grupo Enciso, a very old local broadcasting company, each own and lease multiple stations. They are both leasing stations to each other. Enciso, longtime owners of XCC 1310, which they leased to Bonilla, appears to be leasing XEXX from Bonilla and XERCN from Uniradio. XERCN is mostly programming from RASA, a well-respected Mexico City company, specifically the excellent Radio 620 format no longer airing on their flagship station XENK, but does still air on XENK's webstream. Since Enciso is operating both XEXX and XERCN, and XERCN has been running EMER programming overnight, it seems likely that XEXX would be the one running EMER on 1420. XEXX has been licensed at 2 kilowatts for decades, but since Bonilla took over, they've been announcing 10 kilowatts. Locally, they sound like less than 2 kilowatts, but Bonilla has a long history of running stations over their licensed power. Also has been announcing 100 kilowatts on XEWW 690, which is licensed for 77 kilowatt days and 50 at night. In Mexico, there's a national government program, Sunday evenings at 10 p.m. local time, which means in Central Mexico, 0400 UT Mondays. I was hearing it December 9th at 0430 on XCRF 1570, but it was Coahuila en la Hora Nacional until it wrapped up at 0500. Tim Hall answers about this. Several Mexican states do indeed produce or have produced their own half-hour state government programs, which are in place of the second half-hour of La Hora Nacional in those states. Sinaloa, Chihuahua, and Jalisco come to mind. There may be a few others I've heard over the years. Mexico City has also produced a similar program. All of the states and Mexico City have their own state and local anthems, which can be heard on quite a few stations, aiding identification. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 2273, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. We appreciate voluntary financial support via check or money order on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Or not necessarily in U.S. funds via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. In the NASA flash sheet, Ralph Perry in Illinois reports, Mizima Radio via Tashkent, Uzbekistan, opposition for Myanmar on 11830, December 7th with a huge signal at 1245 in Burmese, light echo to the audio. It cut off at 1258. He says it's heard daily on this frequency between 12 and 13, which is the best slot ever for reception in central USA, an anti-regime broadcaster in exile, established by the MIZZIMA media group after the last coup, and no doubt with substantial support from the West. It dates from December 2021. A QSL message was received in April 2022 from Mr. Soe Mient at sm@mizzima.com. From Marco, 31 October, via mediumwave.info, via the British Jazz Club about Netherlands, Radio Europe, 6130 with low power AM on 801 kHz. An update, as of October 31st, we are temporarily off the air due to major maintenance. Hopefully, if all goes well, Radio Europe will be certainly back on the air in mid-December. The Antichrist Pirate, somewhere in western U.S. on 7475, station YHWH, is off and running much later than before. I was still hearing him on the air at 0736 UT, December 12th, just barely audible. Ron Howard, however, made a better recording of him with no fading via remote in British Columbia on December 9th. That was at 0351 UT. Romania, QSL news from Maurizio Naldi in the British Jazz Club communication. About RRI not confirming reception reports. It appears to be true for Radio Romania Actualitate, the home service, on 1179 kHz. I sent them a report and received a response from the Italian section stating that they have no QSL for the time being, so it could be a temporary situation. Richard Langley in New Brunswick has been monitoring RRI. Reports that on 5 December, they reported on political developments, including Russia's attempts to interfere in upcoming elections. A good signal for the 2130 broadcast to Europe on the east coast of North America on 7345. But 7310 was missing. It's interesting to monitor current developments in Europe on shortwave, like we did during the downfall of the Soviet Union and its grip on Eastern Europe. It's déjà vu. Nominally, two frequencies are used for this broadcast, one for Europe and one for Eastern North America. It's supposed to be 7375 for Europe and 9500 for NA. But on some days, they use 7310 instead of 9500. So if you find 9500 missing, try 7310. He says within 100 kilometers of the Atlantic Ocean, the European frequency here is often better than the North American frequency. On Saturday, 8 December, the broadcast included an episode of Romanian Without Tears. Perhaps not too many know, if they didn't take Latin and French in high school like me, that Romanian is a Romance language and many words in Romanian therefore sound a bit familiar. We can sometimes hear the WWV of Russia, RWM, conveniently exactly 4 kHz below WWV frequencies like 9996. I was hearing binary pulses, surely from that, at 0454 UT, December 9th. Tony Pavic provides this schedule, which repeats every half hour. During the first 8 minutes, there's an unmodulated carrier, so never mind, and another minute the transmitter is off. But it comes back at 9 and 39 minutes past the hour, with Morse code ID for a minute as RWM. And that's followed by lots of pulses giving various time codes for the next 20 minutes. The other frequencies are 4996 and 14996. Via Ralph Bender, a reminder from SAQ in Sweden, that on Christmas Eve morning, SAQ is scheduled to be on the air with a traditional Christmas message to the whole world, using the 200 kilowatt Alex Sanderson alternator from 1924 on 17.2 kHz CW. The transmission starts at 0730 UT, and the Christmas message is at 0800. It's also live on YouTube. The overthrow of the Assad regime in Syria on December 8th took everyone by surprise. I quickly checked the listings for the medium-wave frequencies there, shortwave long gone, and found only two possibly active, 567 and 666 kHz. Later on, John Jurasek reported, "It looks like the final program of Radio Damascus in English on SoundCloud aired Friday, December 6th.
Welcome to the broadcasting service of the Syrian Arab Republic, calling from Damascus, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Our 60-minute English language transmission is ready on the air of today, Wednesday, the 4th of December 2024, starting at 11 p.m. till midnight, Damascus local time. That is from 8 to 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time.
From Atsuhiko Takizawa via Tony Rogers in the British JS Club, we have the revised B-24 schedule for English from Radio Thailand, effective 1 December. Midnight to midnight 30 and 2 to 2:30 on 13750. 5 to 5:30 on 17640. 12 to 12:30 on 9385. 1315 to 1330 on 9940. And 1800 to 1930 on 7475. Something's always erroneous at Emerlair. On December 11th, the 2300 English broadcast was not on 5960, but instead on 9610. Which was supposed to go off half an hour earlier, but it cut off before the hour could finish at 23:40. That is the voice of Turkey. Alan Rowe says there's one more broadcast of the BBC World Service program about Morse Code Championship, Saturday 14 December at 23:06 on 11645 via Philippines. On December 11th, news broke via several press reports that Drumpf has selected Carrie Lake as his choice to lead the Voice of America. A former TV news anchor, at least she has some broadcast experience. She denied not only that Drumpf lost the 2020 election, but that she lost her runs both for governor and senator of Arizona. Drumpf said he expected Lake to use her position to counter the fake news media. Ex-VOA staffer Dan Robinson comments, "Drumpf has basically done an end-run around the IBAB, the new board that is supposed to approve appointments of heads of the agency's entities. Bypassing the usual process, instead of nominating a CEO who would decide on a VOA director and be approved by IBAB." Of course, there's much more discussion about this in our World of Radio group. John Filiozzi says, "Don't get too excited just yet. The IBAB appoint the head of VOA, not the president. And while the president appoints the six-member IBAB, three have to come from each of the two major parties. So, unless someone exacts some quid pro quo, this is a long-term stalemate in the making." The 9330 transmitter of WBCQ was absent December 8th through 11th. No World's Last Chance radio. Alan Weiner explained to me that it was off due to the failure of a heating system at the antenna, resulting in a freeze-up of a water cooling system for the antenna tuning unit. 500 kilowatt needs lots of precision cooling. It was under repair and expected back shortly. In fact, it was on the air again by early UT December 12th. Meanwhile, I did some research about who's really behind World's Last Chance Radio and found a very interesting post 9 months ago at reddit.com, who actually runs the World's Last Chance Network. WMLK has been rather erratic lately, often missing from 17525. It would make propagational sense to run 17525 earlier in the day when there is a day path. The official schedule was 12 to 17 on 15150, 1730 to 2230 on 17525, and 2258 to 0400 on 9275. In the Michigan ARE tip sheet, Gerardo Macrincon in Portage, Michigan, had a mystery on 16415. He was hearing WKZO, that's in Kalamazoo, at 1704 UT. I provide the answer. WKZO Kalamazoo is on 590. That is exactly 590 kilohertz away from 15825. Bingo! WWCR, it's receiver overload. Thus a local AM signal is mixing with a strong shortwave signal. As we reported last week, Stephen King's station in Bangor, Maine, WZON 620, is closing down at the end of the year. But this comes from the IRCA list. David Yosis received this from Håkan Sundman in Finland. That Finnish DXer Jari Luoma received an email with QSL from WZON. The very signer Andy Soule, S-O-U-L-E, Director of Engineering, who said, sadly, WZON will be shutting down in a couple of weeks. Could you please pass this on to other hobbyists? I have been asked to air a DX test, still working on details, but probably on an upcoming Sunday at 1 a.m. Eastern. That is 0600 UT. David Cole forwards a story from RealClearPolicy.com, December 6th. First responders urge Congress to advance AM radio bill. That is the bipartisan AM radio for every vehicle act. Before the legislative session end, to protect the National Public Warning System and Emergency Alert System by ensuring that AM radios remain in car dashes. Ben Cobb replies, there is no data on actual use of the EAS by radio stations. The FCC collects data on station EAS readiness through the EAS test reporting system. Those station-by-station results are withheld from public inspection. Neither FCC nor FEMA have any information on whether and to what extent radio stations actually transmit EAS messages to the public in emergencies. Most ignore the EAS except for the federally mandated tests and what is now called the National Emergency Message, EAN. No EAN has ever been sent, only tests. Here is a good source for special holiday programming on public radio. There's a page about it at WUOT.org. Via Mike Terry, an article by Nick Langan in Radio World, reminds us that the Gemini meteor shower is peaking overnight, December 13th and 14th. You may get FMDX pings at least if you tune to a clear frequency in your area. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued December 9th. Active conditions are possible on the 19th of December with ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4. Geomagnetic field expected to be quiet and unsettled December 9th to 14th and 16th to 20th. With ANK indices no higher than 8 and 3. Solar flux expected to rise from 170 December 15th to peaks of 190 December 22nd and 27th, and down to 175 by January 3rd. Remember to check our website for much more info, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2273 with a standard disclaimer.